From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Paul, VK4PY of the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society. On the 5th of November this year, we're having our annual Ham Fest event at the Albert Waterways Hall, which is on the corner of Sunshine Boulevard and Hooker Boulevard at Mermaid Waters on the Gold Coast. The doors open to the public from 8:30 a.m. with table holders setting up from 6:30 a.m. Entry ticket prices are still the same, with $7 per person and $10 for a family. If your other half is not interested, then they can head across the road to a major shopping centre for a few hours whilst you're there. Once again, we're having the very popular bacon egg muffins, as well as other items from the barbecue, along with some raffle prizes to be won on the day, so make sure you purchase a ticket to be in the draw. Some of the tables that have been purchased for the event are supplies to the industry, along with other fellow amateurs and other clubs. For further information, go to www.gcars.com.au and look for the Hamfest tab, or email hamfest@gcars.com.au. This is Paul, VK4PY, on behalf of the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, looking forward to seeing you there on the day, and thank you to Q News.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP. And I've been thinking. When Amateur Radio magazine arrived, I was wondering about content and found the possibility of discussions dissolving into name-calling games. From Peter's editorial, Phil's WIA comments, and some of the Over to You content, there were justifications of WIA board actions in the light of two of the current directors running a campaign to throw light on the inner workings of our WIA. Many of us will be aware of some of the dissension which has been around since last year, and it is not my intention to comment on the issues. I am a member of the Institute and am concerned that our representative body exhibits the highest standards. The WIA is not simply an incorporated association with lesser standards of reporting and responsibility of its directors, but it is a company with all the compliance burdens that that entails. What I would like us all to think about is the commitment that people make when they're elected to positions of responsibility. The time that is invested in the detail of the various subject areas is extremely complex, even for a group of volunteers with industry and professional backgrounds. Our WIA is regarded as the peak body for our interest group. It set out after the restructure to engage and share directly with members and affiliated clubs. We have to look how these aspirations have been borne out today. I regard all positive debate as worthwhile when it helps us get a handle on issues. I'm dubious that any purpose is served by invective and name-calling, and at times some of the criticisms that have been made have been personal and emotional. I worry that the official response is getting close to this behaviour too. What we look for is an example to follow and an extension of the amateur radio ethic for us to hold on to. Scrutiny and suggestion are good things for organisations and should be welcomed and acted on. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.